Chapter 23. The Washington athletic community looked askance at Sandecker's running habits. He was the only jogger anyone had ever seen pounding along the sidewalk with an ever-present Churchill-style cigar stub protruding from his mouth. He was puffing along toward the Numa building under an early morning overcast sky when a rotund man in a rumpled suit, sitting on a bus bench, looked up over a newspaper. "Admiral Sandecker, may I have a word with you?" Sandecker turned out of curiosity, but not recognizing the president's security advisor, he kept his stride. "Call me for an appointment," he panted indifferently. "I don't like to break my pace." "Please, Admiral, I'm Alan Mercier." Sandecker stopped, his eyes narrowing. "Mercier?" Mercier folded the newspaper and stood. "My apologies for interrupting your morning exercise, but I understand you're a hard man to trap for conversation. Your office supersedes mine. You could have simply ordered me to come to the White House." "I'm not fanatical on official protocol," Mercier replied. "An informal meeting such as this has its advantages." "Like catching your quarry off his home ground," said Sandecker, cannily sizing up Mercier. "A sneaky tactic. I use it myself on occasion." "According to rumors, you're a master of sneaky tactics." Sandecker's expression went blank for an instant. Then he burst into a laugh, pulled a lighter from a pocket of his sweatsuit, and lit the cigar stub. "I know when I'm licked. You didn't ambush me for my wallet, Mr. Mercier. What's on your mind?" "Very well. Suppose you tell me about the doodlebug."
"Doodlebug?"
The admiral gave a faint tilt to his head, a movement equivalent to stunned surprise in any other man. "A fascinating instrument. I assume you're familiar with its purpose. Why don't you tell me?" Sandecker shrugged. "I guess you could say it's a kind of water dowser." "Water dowsers don't cost $680 million taxpayer dollars." "What exactly do you want to know?" "Does such an exotic instrument exist?" "The Doodlebug Project is a reality, and a damn successful one, I might add." "Are you prepared to explain its operation and account for the money spent on its development?"
"When?"
"At the earliest opportunity." "Give me 2 weeks and I'll lay the doodlebug in your lap neatly wrapped and packaged." Mercier was not to be taken in. 2 days. "I know what you're thinking," said Sandecker earnestly. "But I promise you there is no fear of scandal. Far from it. Trust me for at least a week. I simply can't put it together in less." "I'm beginning to feel like an accomplice in a con game. Please, 1 week." Mercier looked into Sandecker's eyes. "My God," he thought. "The man is actually begging." It was hardly what he expected. He motioned to his driver, who was parked a short distance away, and nodded. "Okay, Admiral, you've got your week." "You drive a tough bargain," said Sandecker with a sly grin. Without another word, the admiral turned and resumed his morning jog to Numa headquarters. Mercier watched the little man grow even smaller in the distance. He seemed not to notice his driver standing patiently beside the car, holding the door open. Mercier stood rooted, a maddening certainty growing within him that he'd been had.